Greetings. Let's have a little chat about human potential. What the mind tends to do is put things into categories, so it's got somewhere to store them. So if somebody's has psychic abilities, then they are a psychic, as though they have something we don't. And that isn't true. Everybody has everything. Thou art that, and that is everything. And we all do seem to have different levels of potential in different areas. So some people can be psychic more easily, and some people might have to work at it. But we could say the same about playing the piano. Some people just sit down and start playing, and some people practice, practice, practice. It's more difficult for them. But anybody can play the piano. Even if you're tone deaf, you can play the piano. Anybody can be psychic if you want it enough. And then, as I say, to some people it comes more easily, and some people it's not so easy. And it's up to us what we want to devote ourselves to. Now, most people are devoted to surviving, so their whole life goes into what I see now as the mundane, just surviving, just getting by. And then on the other side, we have people who are Buddhist monks who are going to devote their life just to what they call enlightenment or waking up. So they sit 18 hours a day, the two opposites. And in between is a thing called life and living. So you can be in the world and, as the cliche goes, not of it, which means you see these things going on with unconscious people doing unconscious things, and you have decided you want to develop yourself in a different way. Now, any way you want to develop yourself, you can. Any way. As I say, it depends on your aptitude, how easy it is for you, and then it depends upon your time and your devotion. But not just sitting down for an hour or two. Every moment. Now, if you want to become a psychic, it's a very good thing to be psychic. Very useful. Lots of ways. Saves you lots of trouble making lots of mistakes, and also very supportive for other people. Now, you can develop your psychic capabilities. You can. I promise you. It's how much you want it and what it means to you. You start off by, as Kira suggested the other day, just predicting three things that are going to happen to you in the day. Random, anyway. And then watch, and you'll see they start to come true. Now, we've got different ways of looking at what is being psychic. One way could be, such as even science is saying now, there is no time. What we call the future is actually happening now. And so in this moment, when you reach a certain frequency, vibration, aptitude, sensitivity, you can see what you call the future, but is actually happening now, and you can read it. It's easier to read it for other people than it is for yourself. And you can read it. And you need to start to practice. Really, everything comes with practice. And that's because the brain has been programmed to operate in a certain way. And to expand your possibilities, your capabilities, you need to practice and start looking. When I started this game, I found somebody who was really, really good at reading people in a very basic level. Jacob Statman in San Francisco. And he was really good. When he did a group, he could just read people. And I was fascinated with that. So I used to go out with him and sit at restaurants and cafes. I used to go out on his dates sometimes. And I used to say, what do you see with that person over there? What? And then I'd look and see if I could sense it, feel it. What is it? Not believing him, but what could I see? And eventually, I started to see different things from him. But I was still seeing things you wouldn't normally see. I practiced this a few years ago with somebody I know very well who was very famous in the Hollywood scene. And I would see film stars on the screen, and then I would ask this person, do you know this person? Yes. Are they this, 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 and this? And just from the screen, I was picking up what they're like in their private life. You can do that, but you've got to practice. You've got to make it something in your life that's important to you to develop. Now, what makes this important is you're not just developing an attribute that you can use. You're actually starting to dig into your own treasure chest of what you're capable. And you'll find as you start to develop one thing on this level, other things start to open up in your life. And then we come to the main thing. Your life becomes more fulfilling. You feel better. Let's get back to the practical. Sit with your friends and say, look, I'm practicing something. And then give yourself a little exercise and say, your mother was like this. Your father was like this. You had a sister. You had a brother. Don't try and get it right. Just talk. Just talk. Say anything. It doesn't matter what you say. And you'll start to find that, yes, some things were not correct, but others were, and they start to develop. You start to see. Of course, going to an intuition workshop will help you develop that, especially with someone who's skilled. Kira Kay does that. And it helps you to develop this side. But you're not looking to develop your potential in anyone else's way. Everyone's different. Everyone's unique. And they see different things in different ways. And the key is practice. You can do this as a novelty, but also you find as you start to see beyond what we will say is space and time, you start to move into a different frequency, a different vibration in yourself. And then in a way, and then when I say this, it doesn't sound so good, but you start to feel separate. But it's not an unpleasant separateness. You see where people are stuck, where they're in their patterns, where they're restricted, and you don't feel part of that world anymore. You feel part of something else, but not only something else, that you are living a different form of reality, you get a sense that there is even something else. That where you're living is very different from the way most people are living. It's expanded. It's much more beautiful. It's much more peaceful. The conflict isn't there anymore. You're living in a beautiful state, and you can feel there's something else. Back to practicals. Practice. Practice. Just say things to people. Oh, I think, or you were going to do this, or you did that today, and you'll be amazed. You start to develop this part of yourself, just like a pianist. You sit down and you play and you play and you play, and eventually the fingers start running on their own. Being psychic, suddenly words come to you. You don't have to think words. They come to you, or something comes to you. Some people get pictures. Some people get smells. Some people get abstract. It comes. You run it through your facilities and change it into this dimension in a way that can be shared. And you can do it. And I'll repeat again, it's not just about the novelty of being psychic. Your life will change. It'll become bigger and wider. And a key thing in anyone's life, you now have a way to start to give back, to share, to contribute. And you can do it. Something I was just thinking this morning. Sometimes people say, can you say what you're trying to share in a short phrase? Yes, I can. So are you ready? Because this is very important. Do what you're doing. Say what you're saying. Think what you're thinking. Be here now. And you're free. Kira was just reminding me that as your sensitivity expands, develops, becomes available to you, and you start to see into different depths of everything, and particularly everybody, you start to see a depth in everybody. And what happens is that is a softness, a gentleness, a caring. You're being there for this person without judgment, not even good judgment, just you're seeing and you're sharing. And I know I keep saying this, is until you get to this place of being available, Jesus said, thy will be done. And there isn't a thy, it's just you are no longer encased in this place that makes you the center of everything. You are now expanded to include. You include everyone, caring, loving. And then you start to see the other is not an other. We really are all one. Everyone and everything. And now with this new sensitivity you've developed in yourself, you feel yourself expanding and becoming part of everything and everyone, and everyone and everything is included in you.